Welcome back to WBOI Presents. I'm Ben Clemmer. Our final storyteller from The Trapdoor Comes Out is Brandon Blattner. Though I would be doing a disservice if I didn't introduce her the way Becca Bell from The Trapdoor introduced her. The final storyteller this hour is Miss Della Licious.
So I want to go through this chronologically for you. I belt a little, especially at the bar. It's a joke about alcohol. It's okay. When I was a little girl, shut up, I remember hearing stories about how, for one thing, I was the easiest birth of my mother's two children. I was almost 11 pounds and almost 2 feet long. And I think I just wanted to get out of it really quickly. Get past all the mess. Nothing against your vaginas, ladies. I just won't be against your vaginas, ladies. However, I was told that we were expecting a girl. And ta-da. When they named me, my dad goes, "I think Alexander's a really strong middle name for a boy. What should his first name be?" My mom goes, Brandy Alexander. So I was named after an alcoholic beverage. So if you ever see me at the bar at After Dark, I get it legitimately. However, I remember growing up on the mean streets of a Boyd Township. Was hanging out. Well, if you didn't have a new Lexus, you were shanked. But there was a neighbor kid who he and I would dress up in his mom's clothes, and then we would walk around the cul-de-sacs of Heather Ridge off of Boyd Center Road. And I never heard this song. I still don't know what it is, but he taught it to me, and so we would be like Minnie Mouse, you know, enormous shoes, little feet. "And I won't be your daddy anymore." It was a lot funnier back then. Shut up. So I really got not turned on by drag, not that there's anything wrong with it, but I got kind of just fascinated with it. And I think that's what led me through the path that I'm currently going through in my life. Because in middle school, we had, of course, costumes. And Memorial Park, yeah, pirates. That's, yeah, got you. Literally, yeah. So I thought, what would be a really, really neat costume? Something that, you know, nobody would really understand until you had to explain it, but then they'd be like, "Oh, that's so cool." And I'm a big fan of music. And the song, "Devil with the Blue Dress On," I said, "Oh my God, you were there? Okay, yeah." So I bought the lyrics. Okay, I just got them from the library, but I had the lyrics. And I followed everything up to getting my grandmother's Chanel number 5. And which, by the way, smells like urine on me. Fendi's better. I don't get it. So if you're doing Christmas shopping, Fendi. But one of the kids in my class, he was supposed to bring this devil mask. And he forgot it. And so there I was in Memorial Park, 7th grade, in a blue dress, a leopard hat, wearing Chanel number 5, and the kids were so cruel. And I ended up actually being taken out of school, and I went and spent time with my mother in her classroom at Northrop High School, out of the blue dress. But the amount of cruelty that you get from children, and even more so from adults, is what I think keeps a lot of kids from becoming their actual self. Now, moving on down the road, my grandmother, my sainted grandmother, she got a call from her sister, Veronica. And Veronica drank a lot. I'm not lying at all. My cousin's back there dying because he's like, "Yep." And we called her Aunt Ronnie. She called my grandmother and she said, "Anne, isn't it horrible they're allowing gay marriage in Vermont?" And my grandmother said, and I quote, "Quite frankly, Ronnie, I don't give a good man where they poke it." So that let me know that I was okay. Moving further along in my life, I turned 21, and I was living at Three Rivers Apartments, and it was 4th of July, 2001. I'll never forget it. I had already come out to my mother, and I told her in the same breath that not only am I gay, but I'm also doing drag. And this is before 4th of July, so we're ramping up to a holiday for this. And I said, "I actually just got my shoes, and I had them sent to your house because I used your credit card. So can I have those? Because I need them." And so we sat down, and we talked, and we were crying. And she goes, I said, "Thank you, just thank you for being so accepting and so wonderful." And she goes, "Can you go to the store and get me some maxi pads?" So I'm at Scott's, puffy eyes, in the feminine hygiene aisle, and I don't know what to get. Never dealt with anything like that. And then, of course, I told my mom after I brought back her Kotex or whatever, "Please don't tell Dad." Because I remember when I was 10 and I had on that same blue dress and we were living in Tennessee, that he came home and saw me wearing it and he said, "What, do you want to be a girl now? I'm just going to throw out all your clothes and you'll just be a girl the rest of your life. Is that what you want?" Very threatening. And this was something very foreign to him. And I was just having fun. So I was, "Don't tell Dad. Please don't tell Dad." So she tells my dad.
Shit.
And my dad was at the time paying for my apartment at Three Rivers. And he was paying for my utilities. And he was paying for my college. And he gave me $650 a month for allowance. Right? Right? Don't zip that off. So she tells Dad, and it's 4th of July, 2001. My sisters and I were in the pool. My uncle was over. My brother was over. My dad was there. And I'm not sure if you know this, but I drank a little. And I had to have an entire box of Franzia in my body because I knew it was coming. And to add to this, like, I was always very flamboyant. I know, that's a shocker. And I had, you know, really nice artwork in my apartment, all this stuff. It was pretty much out there. And my dad goes, because my sisters were falling asleep while watching Young Frankenstein when it was on VHS. Now, a VHS tape is something you would put in a VCR, and sometimes you had to walk up to it and hit play. But if you wanted to watch it again, you had to put it in a rewinder. So the girls are passed out on my couch watching Young Frankenstein, and my dad goes, "Hey, we should go talk." And I'm drunk. Like, I am drunk. I was out in the sun, and I had all that white Zinfandel, and I knew it was coming. So I had to make sure, so I poured myself another glass of wine. And Dad goes, "Do you want to come out on the patio?" And I said, "Dad, that's my lanai." So we go out to the lanai, all the plants everywhere. "Thank you for being a friend." He goes, "Is there something you want to tell me?" And I said, "Is there something you want to ask?" Because it's so much easier to say, "Yes, I am," than, "Hey, by the way." And so I was waiting for that, and he took that moment by not saying, "Are you gay?" So I said, "Well, what do you want to ask me? Well, why didn't you tell me something?" Well, what do you want to ask? This ping pong game went on for a while. And he goes, Brandon, just tell me. And I said, Dad, if you really want to know, I'm a big ol' homosexual. And my father said, do you think I'm dumb? And then he said, don't tell the girls. They're too young to know about that. But 2 years later, I was working on Hot 107.9. It was Hot 1079. I was Indiana's first openly gay drag queen air personality. You're welcome. You know it's a load of bullshit when you have to throw a whole bunch of words in there. I was the first, blah, 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 ever. But I was in the Three Rivers Festival Parade, and they would not allow Pride to have a float in the parade because it was too political. However, I, being the first openly gay drag queen air personality, wore a big feather boa, rainbow colored, and I walked in the parade. Have you ever walked in a parade? Do you see how big I am? In summer? And the only shirt that I had that said Hot 107.9 was a hoodie. Which of course I kind of cropped down a little off the shoulder number, a little flash dance for the kids. In a Liza Minnelli wig. And Jackie O's sunglasses. And as I was walking in the parade, waving at people, I saw these two little girls jumping up and down. And they go, Brandon, Brandon, we knew it was you. It was my sisters. And my dad was so upset. And he, that Christmas, he gave me a copy of The Purpose-Driven Life. And on page 100 was a $100 bill. I'm glad he told me about that. Otherwise, that bookmark would still be in it because I never read it. But my sisters had this card made for me and said in big letters, Della, and underneath, Brandon, little letters, spelled wrong. And they gave me this wood sign that said Diva. I was like, oh my God, what? And my dad's still upset at the time about this. You know, they say time heals all wounds. And there are a lot of times that time doesn't move fast enough. But my father's been to see me at the bar twice. He has also been to Pride twice. And he has certainly moved on. When I was in Las Vegas with him last year, he said to my sister, maybe the next time we're out here is when Brandon gets married. And that's how I came out. Thank you.
This has been an episode of WBOI Presents. All of the stories from the Trapdoor Comes Out Story Showcase can be found at WBOI.org. WBOI Presents is home to a great many things. Stories from the Trapdoor, panel discussions from around the community, news roundups every month, and occasional national podcasts about issues of the day. Thank you for listening and for your support of this program. You can always send us story ideas at WBOIPresents@nipr.fm. Next week, we'll have the June News Roundup. Our theme music for this episode is by Lucas Norton. Additional music comes from Nort Record Productions and Mark Waldick. Folktales is next on 89.1 WBOI. Have a wonderful night.